Hi.
Welcome back to HFC. It's been a while. Apologize if there's any sounds in the background. If I were to wait for a perfect moment, it would not come. And I refuse to kind of not do another episode just because, you know, timing hasn't been perfect. So just quick recap on why I haven't been here. Well, first off, I was going to do it every 2 weeks. And then I got sick, really sick. I'm talking like I passed out one day for about 24 hours straight, kind of sick, heavy fevers. Then the next week, I still did not have my voice back. I was on steroids and I just literally could not talk. And then, you know, the next week I had my final basically for one of my courses and I was too busy that week. And then it was always something. And oddly enough, this week I decided that I wanted to make time for God because I don't know. I just did. I kept asking myself, why do I feel like I'm in a weird place? Why do I feel like, you know, and I was telling myself it's because I'm not making a priority. I'm not trying to actively make time for God. I'm fitting him in when I can and where I can, which is okay and sometimes, but when I know that I have time that I could easily move around, things that I could easily move around, and I'm not, that's when it becomes not okay. Like if you're always actively busy and you're at work and you only have time to read the Bible during your lunch break and you read a little bit and that's it, that's fine. But I feel like when we think that the things that we want to do are more important, that's when we begin to take a more prideful stance and begin to lose our relationship with God. We take him for granted and we lose that humility and that fear and respect that we should have for God. So, oddly enough, I wasn't planning on starting it like that, but the focus for this week is talking about prayer, almost. I'll read the verse and then kind of go from there. Today's verse is from Proverbs. It's Proverbs chapter 4, verse 10. It says, "Listen to me and do as I say, and you will have a long, good life." And ultimately, isn't that what all of us want? A life that's good, a life that's happy, joy-filled, and pleasant, generally. But how many times do we actually spend time to listen to God? And I don't even mean praising and worshiping. I don't even mean praying, not in a specific way. I guess what God was revealing to me, because I've always thought it's weird how sometimes I just want to pray and I just want to pray and I want to say, I want to say, I want to speak, and I'm speaking things over things. And there's other times where I'm like, I don't have any words. And sometimes that's okay. So God this week, I guess, was making this connection between, you know, it says, listen to me and do as I say, and you will have a long, good life. But how many times do we actually listen to God? How many times do we put ourselves in a position to listen to God? And he began to reveal to me, when we pray, we're oftentimes just throwing things out, and we're not actually listening. And we feel like if we keep just praying, keep saying things, that it's going to make them come true and it's going to make them, you know, fulfilled. And so, and I know this verse isn't, I mean, I guess it is talking about this, but there's another verse I don't read. It's Matthew chapter 6, verse 7. It says, "And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not," and verse 8, "do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him." And I know it goes on to say, like, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." But I don't know. I just feel like God's been revealing to me, like, why do we feel the need to pray if we have not a religion, but a relationship with God? Isn't there times in a relationship where you speak, and times where you listen, times where you have constant conversation, and times where you just sit there and exist in each other's presence? Times where you just rest and you just don't do anything. You're just there. I mean, if I measured my relationship with my mother and father solely on the fact that, oh, they only love me, they only care about me if they're talking, then I'd have a very poor realization of what it means for them to love me. Because we don't spend every moment talking. Sometimes it's just being near someone. Sometimes it's just the security of their presence. Sometimes it's just the fact that they came to sit by you to watch a movie or sit by you while they're doing something just because they want to be around you. And that's what God was revealing to me and has been revealing to me this week. It's not about having the right words to say. It's not about constantly saying something and constantly speaking the Bible. There's nothing wrong with that either. But there are times when it's okay and even necessary, yeah, to enter his presence with thanksgiving, to start off with thank you, God, for all of this, and then just sit and listen and just sit and be present and thank God for hearing you. And a more passive experience, where we're not having to say so many words, we're not having to do so many things, but we're just resting and sitting in the presence of God, making an active effort to do nothing, but wait on him, to listen to him, to hear him. There's just something beautiful in saying, like, God, I don't need you to say anything. I don't need you to do anything. I just want to sit here with you. And for me, that's lately just been on the floor of my room, just sitting in nothing. I put on music and I just sit there. I'm not even singing. I just sit there. And I imagine him sitting with me, and I imagine him being with me and just sitting there. And it is so calming. I don't even know why. And in some way, it speaks more than words, because I just begin to feel like it's all going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. And I've told my family, there's been some like stressful things going on at work. I've had a lot of, this is partly why I've been so stressed out. And I'm like, I'm doing courses and I'm doing all this and I'm doing all that. And I'm getting, and I was getting stressed out. And, you know, while I was sitting there quietly, I just began to sit there. And it's like verses that I've known would come into my head. And, you know, it was like, Lord, there's nothing that you can't do. I can do all things in Christ. That he does all things for the good of those who love him. And I began to just hear those verses coming through my head, verses that I'm not very good at memorizing, but because I was just quiet, I was able to hear the word that he had for me, hear the fact that, you know, yes, it's a very stressful moment. I have so many students that are very, very, very needy. And I don't mind it. I'm not trying to say they're bad or anything. Like, oh, I hate my job. I feel like when I say that, people are like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Like, no, that's not something I apologize for. I enjoy the experience of having these students. I love these students. I love working with these kids, but it's still challenging. It's still stressful. It's still scary and worrisome, because I feel like every day I question whether or not I'm doing as much as I possibly can, and whether or not I'm teaching as much as I possibly can, you know, doing my job as much as I possibly can. And I'm getting a new student who's being transferred from another class because it wasn't working for him. And this is not a student that typically would fit in my class. And I'm just getting nervous because it's like, they're not even the grade that I teach. But at the same time, I want to, I know the student, I know the needs that they have. They need a lot of confirmation, a lot of validation, a lot of just speaking life into them. And I know that I can do that. And I'm thankful for the experience. And it's actually something that I've been praying to God about, I've always kind of had struggles with, experiencing and giving, or not giving love. I've been good about giving love, like letting people know that I care about them, but receiving love. And a lot of it is because I have a very hard trouble of, you know, the concept of love, of loving people in the way that God loves people, and understanding the way that God loves me. And I've been asking God. I asked him at the beginning of the year, but like I said, kind of veered off. So I started asking him again, and I was like, God, help me to love people in the way that, you know, you love me. so that I can understand what it means to be loved by you, so that I can understand how to be loved and how to be cared for. And then this student comes into my class and I was so scared, because I'm like, okay, I know that immediately this sounds so bad, but I'm a better option than the other teacher in terms of being kind and giving compliments, but it's still like, it's so stressful because these are kids' lives and all this stuff. And it's like, what if I can't do enough? What if I'm not enough? What if I can't love them in the way that they need to be loved? And then I hear that, and then I'm reminded, like, I'm just reminded right now that I even asked for that. And realizing that this is what I asked for, an opportunity to love someone. But at the same time, this goes back to that verse that I read in the beginning, Proverbs 4:10, that we have to listen to him and do as he says. Because if I go off my immediate reaction, sure, I can love him in the way that I know to love and I know to care. But that's not what I asked for. I asked to love people in the way that God loves me. And so on my way home, I was like feeling very emotional. I didn't even realize that what I was asking for was that. And it was in line with I'm making that connection. That's something I asked for. And this is now something that God has provided me with. It's funny the perspective that puts, because like my immediate reaction was, I'm terrified. What if I fail this kid? What if I can't encourage them in the right way? And I was very stressed out. And then, like I said, I was praying and God just put those verses in my head, you know? That God does all things for the good of those who love him, that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. You know, that Jesus called us to love God and then love your neighbor as yourself. And that's another area that I struggle with, just love in general, and allowing myself to sit there and not praying and throwing all my worries at God, but just sitting there, because God knows my worries. Just sitting there and listening. And I'm not saying you can't have prayers that are like that, where you're like, God, help me with this. God, help me with that. But just sitting and it's passive, but it's active. Because I'm not just sitting there doing nothing. I'm sitting there and I'm actively doing nothing. I won't check my phone. I won't do anything. I have worship music on and I'm actively sitting there doing nothing because I want to hear him. I'm sitting there with an expectation and in a goal in mind that I'm going to hear him, that I'm going to sit here and I'm going to encounter God's presence, not strongly, not wildly, because I don't need a blessing and I don't need a constant anointing that makes me go crazy and feel on fire and stuff. I just need him. I don't need him wildly or in large amounts or small amounts. I just need him, period. And so if he chose to, you know, have me speak in tongues and go crazy in my, or not crazy, but go get on fire, like in my room, that's fine. But there's also beauty in just sitting there and saying, God, whatever you have for me, I want it. Whatever you have for me, it's enough. I know that it's enough because you are more than enough. And I guess what I'm trying to say is I've always had a bad habit of when my things get tough and I'm struggling, I start throwing and I start like creating some insane idea of how much time I have to spend. Oh, I have to do a crazy fast. I have to do this. I have to do that. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes that's not about what you're doing. It's about the posture that you have when you're doing it. It's not about having, you know, a 5-hour pray session every day for a week straight or a month straight. It's about having that 30 minute where you fully and just, you just sit there and you do nothing and you just wait for God. You're actively doing nothing, actively saying, God, I give you this time. I'm not going to do anything for these next two songs. I'm not going to do anything for the next 30 minutes. I'm just here for you. Because he's always there for us. But how many times do we offer ourselves up here for them? And not because we have to, not because of church, not because of, you know, something where we feel obligated because we're in a scenario where other people are doing it, but a time where we're doing it by ourselves and just sitting and listening and offering our time to God. And for me, that's my biggest thing, because I've always been very bad about time. Like, I can offer God money, and I've told people that, and I don't mean like in a, oh yeah, I got tons of money. I just mean, for me, money was always, you know, God has blessed me with this money. Like, my job in itself was a blessing from God. You know, the scholarship money was a blessing from God. I for me, it's impossible not to give God my money. But giving God my time is another thing, because I feel like, oh my God, I don't have time for that. Oh, but I don't have time to read my Bible. I don't have time to do that. I don't have time to. And I don't know. I found that, I mean, it's only been 2 days of this week, but I found that I've had time to study for my classes. I've had time to crochet, which I've started. I don't even know if I told you guys. I've had time to read, you know, and study God's word. I've had time to sit there and pray. I've had time to listen to sermons and preaching. And then I still, even yesterday, I still had time to go and play video games. And all because I decided that I was going to actively make time, that I was going to put him first. And suddenly it felt like I had so much time. So all I'm saying is, if you're in a stressful moment, keep in mind, it's one, like the verse says, we should be listening and doing as he calls us to. Specifically, it says, listen to me and do as I say, and you have a long, good life. But two, it's not so much what we're doing, it's how we're doing it. I'm pretty sure it's a verse. Sorry if it's not. It might just be something people say. But that saying that we should do everything as if it's being done unto God. The importance of what we're doing really has impact. It really has, sorry, not what we're doing. The importance of how we're doing it really has an impact on what we're doing. So it's not the fact that we're sitting. It's the fact that we're sitting and we don't have to be, and we're offering that time to God. Anyway, as always, let's go ahead and pray. And I guess I'll keep it in line where I won't pray too many words, because, you know, it's not about the words. Sometimes it's just about the time. Dear God, thank you for being accessible, for being here, present. No awkward silences, just silence. Thank you for moving in ways that we can imagine, understand, and for answering prayers. Thank you for wanting to spend time with us, loving us in every way, in every situation, through everything, knowing everything. Lord, help us to just not think about the act itself, but think about how we're doing the act. Doing it with the intention of honoring and worshiping you has so much more worth than what we're doing. And help us to understand that, not to say, Lord, that we think, you know, we can just eat snacks to lift you up, but realizing that the intention with what we do things is just as important as what we do. Lord, keep us from temptation. Lead us from sin. In the name of Jesus, oh, forgive us of our sins. Amen. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of HFC. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, I apologize for not being present or active, I guess. I would be lying if I said I knew what the next month would be like. But there's that beautiful verse that I've always liked by God that, you know, mentions that we're just a wisp. We're just pretending if we think we have any idea of what's going to go on next week or the month after that. So in respect of that, I'll promise to do my best to spend time with God and listen to, you know, him when he calls me to do an episode. Other than that, you know, have a great week, depending on what it looks like. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Bye.